Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, February the 13th, 2016. And the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, with the Valentine's Day right upon us, and love is in the air, as they say, thought I would do a message today that really focuses on the true esoteric or underlining or hidden meaning of this idea that we call love. It's really, really, really interesting to me. Because when we talk about love, I don't know, but I can only speak for myself, is most of us don't really know what love is. And so if you was to ask somebody, if I was to pull you over and ask you, what is love? What would be your answer? I mean, really, if I was to ask you, what is love? If you say you love me, and I say I love you, what does that mean? This is Valentine's Day. What is Valentine's Day? Do you know who Saint Valentine was? We all throw words which are whirls around, W-H-I-R-L, whirl, a spinning circle, a scalar energy, a single standing column of waveform energy. Every time you say a word, you create a whirl in the atmosphere. That whirl is like a tornado. It's tororo energy. Every time you speak, you create a tororo energy field. It's a scalar energy. This energy has the same capacity to cause the same amount of damage that a physical tornado does. So if I say I love you and I don't mean what I say, I will create a tornado inside of your heart chakra. So you meet some knucklehead like me, and he's saying words that are creating whirls, W-H-I-R-L-S, whirls, and whirls, W-O-R-L-D. Every word creates a world and a whirl. Those words are planetary, celestial, thought form entities, beings. Any word that describes your expression creates an entire thought form. So when I say, I love you, if anybody say, I love you, they are talking what we talk about in Valentine's Day, which is this Lupercalia love. It's not agape love. It's not for nail love, or it could be. That's the question. That's the question you should be asking. So really quickly, since it's Valentine's Day, they say there's $1 billion that's going to be exchanged on Valentine's Day between cards and gifts and stuff. This Valentine's Day is from an ancient pagan custom called Saint Valentine's Day. It's from this word that I, again, just said, which is this Lupercalia, for lack of a better term or better pronunciation. It was a festival that was carried out during the pagan. It's from Wicca, or it's witchcraft. Valentine's Day is witchcraft. Now, like all of our holidays, I mean, this shouldn't be, if you really listen to any of my shows, the days of the week, every word, everything that we do is witchcraft. It's Wicca, it's Wiccan, it's paganism. It's from pagan. It's from Ur. That's where Abraham was from. Abraham is the father of Christianity and Islam. Everything that Christians and Islams do is pagan. Now, it's interesting because they think they're different. Islam don't like Christianity. Christianity don't like Islam. And then, obviously, they haven't read the book. Now, let me get the correct pronunciation on this February ancient festival that was held in ancient Rome. The correct pronunciation of the word?
Lupercalia.
I don't know if you guys heard it. Let me turn it up a little bit.
Lupercalia. Lupercalia.
Anybody want to blow their cookies? Look up that word. Lupercalia, spelled L-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-A. Lupercalia. Lupercalia is an ancient festival that was held in Rome to promote fertility and to ward off disasters. Again, I read this from dictionary.com. You can go to the British Dictionary or the Encyclopedia Britannica and break the ancient Roman festival. Now, we can stop there. It's a Roman. It comes from the Roman god of flocks, F-L-O-C-A. That's what Lupercalia means. So this whole Lupercalia, this whole Valentine's Day, comes from the word that's inside the Helios Biblios that says that the wolf comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, the definition of that word wolf in the Greek inside the Bible, when it talks about the two shepherds, and it talks about the good shepherd, and it talks about the hireling, it says the hireling runs when he sees the wolf. The word wolf is where this word lupercalis, which comes from this word lichen, or the word lupus, which means wolf, in the Latin. So actually, the real true esoteric meaning of today, well, not today, tomorrow, or whenever Valentine's Day is. Now, don't get it twisted. I understand Valentine's Day, but I just want to make sure you understand it so that way you know what's really going on. Valentine's Day, my brothers and sisters, was a holiday devoted to Juno, J-U-N-O, who was considered the queen of the gods. And so on this day, young girls would write their name on a slip of paper, throw it up in the air. Whoever got that paper, that was the person that they was partnered with during the festival. During the duration of the Lupercalia Festival, you just write your name on a piece of paper, throw it up in the air, whoever got your name, y'all was knocking the boots during that festival. Now, again, this was a Roman festival. And then the Catholic Church comes along, and then they substituted the names with dead saints in place of flesh and blood, you know, pagan people. In other words, Saint Valentine's. So Lupercalia became Valentine's. But the 15th of February was associated with animal sacrifices and ritual, you know, the Catholic Church like this whole flagging stuff, you know, I forgot the correct pronunciation of it, but basically, you know, where you self-inflicted pain. Now, that we can go into the ancient festivals and talk about the pagan origins of this ideal that we call Valentine's Day, but I want to focus on love because, again, that's what Valentine's Day represents. See, the magic of love, or love magic, is what Valentine's Day is all about. Most people don't understand the magic of love. We think that love has a mystical or magical experience, right? When you're in love, people say, man, love makes you do crazy things. But why? Why does love make you do crazy things? What is, and again, we've done many shows on oxytocin. Again, it's a chemical, the chemical of love. So when you are in love, it produces a chemical in your body called O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N. Notice how close it spells to oxygen. So love is the oxygen, it's the oxytocin of the body. So what does love do to the brain, or to the chemicals of the brain when you fall in love? Love is a chemical response. Love is a hormone. It's a hormonal. Everything is a biological. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. So biological, or thought, produces electricity that releases a chemistry that controls your body. That's what love. That's why people say people do crazy things when they're in love. So this is called the love hormone. There are five types of love that produces this hormone. Let's go through them really quickly. See, this chemical, oxytocin, again, is a hormone that is made in the brain. It is made in the hypothalamus. Now, remember I said about the amygdala and the hypothalamus? They are activated. The amygdala and the hypothalamus is activated in a state of fear or in a state of love. Interesting that love and fear both stimulate the same organism but release different chemicals. So when you're in a state of fear, again, you release adrenaline. When you're in a state of love, you release oxytocin, but they're both released by the same organs inside of the body. And then it is transported by the pineal gland because that's considered the third eye, which is located at the base of the brain, the base of the skull, which sits right on top of the antenna or the spinal cord. So, again, I got to throw in the biology and the chemistry of it, or the science, because everybody talks spiritual. Love is a mystical feeling. But what's the chemistry? What's the science behind this idea that you and I call love? So when I say I love you and I, you know, we hug, we cuddle, we get together, you know, we kiss, what's happening? There's a biological process that is going on, brothers and sisters. It is this release of this oxytocin by these organs, if you want to use those words, that releases what is called a neuropeptide. Now, there's not too many words that are very important from a biological perspective, but that word neuro, anytime you see neuro, that's very important. Because the sun releases photons, does us no good, until it's turned into a neurophoton. There's peptides, does it no good. Until it turns into a neuropeptide. There's hormones, does it no good. Until it turns into a neurohormone. That is how they can say, go out and eat salt. Because it has minerals that's good for you. But those minerals are not neuro minerals. The body can't assimilate it, can't absorb it, because you are a neurological being. So when we talk about love, when we talk about Valentine's Day, brothers and sisters, it all boils down to these five words that are in Greek. Number one, there's five Greek words that make up the English word love. Number one, mana, M-A-N-I-A. Number two, Eros or Eros, E-R-O-S. Number three, phila or philos, phila, P-H-I-L-O-S. Number four, they call it strange, or strange, or storge, S-T-O-R-G-Y. Again, Greek, I'm not Greek, so I know I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly, but again, the spelling is really important. S-T-O-R, like story, S-T-O-R-G-Y. That's the fourth type of love. The fifth type of love, what everybody's heard about, agape, or agapeo, A-G-A-P-E-O, agapeo. Now, those five Greek words makes up one English word. So you mean to tell me, now again, brothers and sisters, you guys know I've been doing this for a while. My regular listeners have been listening to me for a while. Every English word that is ever penned on paper has the same problem. You mean to tell me I say one word in English and it has five meanings in Greek? And which of the five meanings am I applying when I say it in English? Nobody knows, but your intention knows. So my intention determines the expression of the world, W-H-I-R-L, that I create inside of your cells when I speak. So when I talk to you, I'm going to create a world inside of you based upon my intention towards you. I don't know if you understand what I just said, but if you can wrap your brain around what I just said, it will transform your life forever. Because now when you meet somebody, even though a little child doesn't understand the definition of the word love in Greek, he has intention in English or in spirit. That's what the Bible says, walk in the spirit, and you cannot, or you will not fulfill the lust of the chemistry. Or the flesh. That's what God is, spirit. And if you worship him, if you work for him, if you will do anything good, you got to do it in the spirit. That's why I focus on my spirit. Everybody else focus on my flesh. My spirit is the thing that's affecting you. Now, my flesh may be hurting you because you got unrealistic expectations or misplaced dependencies. We all do that. That's another study for another time. But the number one thing, if I say I love you, number one, manna. Manna love is not love. The word manna simply means lust. It means obsession. It means control. This is the love of possession. This is demonic love. This is dangerous love. This is that cray-cray love that you see a lot of times with people of same sex. You ever seen two homosexuals or two lesbians get into an argument? No disrespect. When I was a cop, the call I hated the most was a domestic call where there was same-sex involvement. Why? Because that type of love is not agape love. It's manna love. It's a totally different world, W-H-I-R-L, that is created inside of the body. This is, again, the wolf of the lichen. You ever seen the movie Dark World or Underworld? They have lichens in that movie. I triple dare you to go. Why do the Muslims call white people white devils? They get that from the word wolf in the Bible, which means bright or light skin, or bright or light, wolf. It says the wolf comes to the wolf, the hireling is a wolf. He leaves when he sees a wolf coming. That word wolf in the Greek, if you look it up, don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Go to the Bible, look it up. I've done the show already. It means like him. That is the manna type of love, or the mana type of love, or the mania. Manic. It's manic love. It's madness. It comes from a Greek word, kleptomania, or kleptomaniac. a pyromania. Those words are the base or root words for the word mad or madness. Now, this is found in the book of Acts, chapter 26, when it talks about he was beside himself. Look it up in the Greek. Beside himself. Manic. That's the number one type of love. So I walk up to you and I say, man, I love you, but my intentions is to control you. That ain't love. But I'm saying love, but I'm not creating it. You can tell by my behavior. Look at what my behavior does. Am I trying to control you? Do I want to check your phone every night? Do I want to, every time you go somewhere, where are you going? What time are you coming back? Am I trying to control you? That ain't love, homie. That ain't love. But in English, in this country that we live in this world, W-O-R-L-D, and this world, W-H-I-R-L, we define love as control. That is not love. If you let it go and it comes back, that's yours. If you let it go and it don't come back, it ain't yours. Let it go. Oxytocin is produced with each one of the five stages of love. Let me say that again. Because this is profound. The body, do you know, scientifically proven, the brain cannot tell the difference between fake and reality. Watch a movie, the body produces the same chemicals as if it's happening to you. The brain doesn't know when you, that's why playing video games is so dangerous. Oh, man, I've never played a video game in my life. People are dumbfounded. Most men play video games, especially black men, play video games all day. Why don't I play video games? What effect does it, you know, you can have PTSD from playing those video games like Call of Duty because your body thinks you're actually in combat? Man, y'all better pimp the game. So I walk up to you and say, hey, baby, I love you. I'm telling you, I want to own you. I want to possess you. I'm going to beat the snot out of you. That's why women, all these people in these crazy relationships, they get beat down, physically beat, black eyes, bloody noses. Man, I've seen it. I told everybody, well, most people who've heard my testimony, the one time I almost got shot when I was a police officer, guess what it was? What it was behind? Yeah, domestic violence. I arrested the guy for beating the snot out of his wife. The lady couldn't even see. Nose broke. Eyes all swollen up, and she tried to take my weapon and shoot me because she called me to arrest her husband who beat the snot out of her. But that's love. Mana, number one. Number two, eros. Everybody know what that is. That's the root word for the word erotic. So you got eros love. What does that mean? That's sexual love only. There is this love, eros love, is this insatiable desire to basically be involved in this type of a passionate love. Now, again, it's a part of love, but it's not true love. Eros love means that you're only in it for the sex. That's it. You're in it for the orgasms. You're in it for that release because, again, that orgasm creates or activates an organism. Another study for another time. But eros is not a bad thing, but it is not the only thing. It's a good thing, but it's not the only thing. The word eros does not appear in the Bible. The word mana does. The word eros does not appear in the Bible. In the Greek, nowhere. Because it's only sex. It's only sensual. It's only sexual. Now, the next couple of shows I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to do a show about the forbidden Bible. I'm going to do another show coming up after I do this show that breaks down the book of Revelation. The next three shows, God willing, are going to be shows that's going to be, we're talking about, I'm a sister, who is this? Sister Ellen. Sent me a book called Forbidden Religion. And I thought I hadn't read it, but actually it was a part of another book that I read about 20 years ago when I left Christianity because I said that couldn't be true. So we're going to go through that one, and it's going to cause a lot of people to stop being friends with me. And that's okay, but it's time for the truth to come out. That's what I'm talking about, eros. Eros love is actually more of a chemical type of a love than an emotional type of a love. It's just simply an orgasm love. Again, it's not bad, but it's not all of what love is. That's number two. Number three, third type of love, philia or philos, P-H-I-L-O-S. Philos love is like brotherly love, like sisterly love, friendship. This love, again, this is a good love, but it's not true love. It's not soulmate love. Philos, again, is the love between two brothers and two sisters. It means you got common interests, you got common experience, you're fond of this person. You care for this person, but you don't love them. Or you do love them, but it's philo, a philos type of love. It has to do with fondness. It's not like eros. You ain't trying to bang your brother or your sister, at least you shouldn't be. Yeah, unless you're from Kentucky. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Please, anybody from Kentucky, please don't write me or email me. I should not have said that. But you know what I'm saying. In some cultures, you know, I mean, way, way back in the day, the blue bloods, look at the royals. They interbreed. They marry to keep the bloodline pure. That's that kind of love. Philos love is the love that is between two family members, primarily. Now, that's in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 10:37, John 12:25, Revelation 3:19, it talks about philos love. Now, if you remember, the only type of love that's not inside the Bible, eros, erotic love. Why? That's that love, that kinky love, if you want to call it that way, where you get into the whole kinky sex and all of that stuff. It's more of a, I can't say sinful, because as we know, love is not sinful. It's when you take it to a place it's not supposed to go. That's that kind of love. And the first one we said was that, man, I own you. I'm going to beat you if you don't stay with me. So we got man on one. We got eros two. We got philos, brotherly love three. Storgy, S-T-O-R-G-Y. S-T-O-R-G-Y. Fourth type of love. Now, brothers and sisters, this love is one that is like a lover and a lovey type of love, meaning it's like a dependent type of love. It's like a codependent type of love. It's not a bad love. It's a mother-son, a mother-daughter kind of love. This type of love is considered by some motherly love. I wouldn't take it that far. Why? Because it involves a commitment that relies upon one trait. That is dependency. This type of love means is a type of love where one person is totally dependent upon another person, so you love them. I could talk about that one for a while. In other words, certain people are wired where they are, for example, if you have a life path six or you're 33 like me, you have what is called Christ consciousness love. You're wired that way. What does that mean? That means that God designed you to love people, not care. Love. How many people can you love? Everybody tell me you can only love. Where does this whole idea of polygamy come from, where multiple marriages? Why in the Old Testament everybody has, how does Solomon have 800 wives? What is it, 300 wives and 800 concubines? King Solomon. How in the world? So he can sleep with a different woman every night, and he still wouldn't go through the entire rotation. That's what that means. Stranze love means that in Africa, if you got enough goats to buy a wife, you can have it. In other words, you can have as many wives as you can financially take care of. That's the fourth type of love. That's that Stranze love. Stranze love says if you can afford it, you can have it. Is that love? I don't know. I'm not from Africa. In America, you're supposed to just know one man and one woman. In Genesis, it says one man and one woman. But why in the Old Testament that was one man and 800 women? It's interesting. I never seen it the other way around. I never seen one woman and 800 men. That's another study for another time. But the fourth type of love, if you want to call it that, is that where one person has the ability to love a bunch of people because he has the capacity, whether it's financially or emotionally. Let me say that again. Because the person has the capacity to love more than one person, did that give him the right to do that? I don't know. It's in the Bible. But again, it's very important. That's the mother. A mother has more than one children. Does she love any of the other children less than the other one? That was 13 in my family. My mama loved all of us. I got 5 children. Which one of my 5 children do I love the best, the most? Well, just mess with one of them and see which one. Why? Because I'm willing to die for any of all 5 of my children. That is strong J love, man. That's a dangerous thing because you're telling me that because, I mean, our people are telling me, or society is telling me, or the culture is telling us that nobody talks about this type of love. Because when you meet somebody that has this ability, they or you are going to say, that person doesn't love me. He doesn't, or she doesn't. They do. A mother loves each one of her children. Now, women, are you any mothers listening to this show? If you're a mother and you can tell me, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com if you don't love your children. Or if you're willing to only die for one child but not this child. If there's somebody out there who has that capacity, then what I know as a human being is wrong. I haven't met a person yet. I've been working in a prison, and that dude on camera killing 30 people, and his mother shows up to visit him on visitation day. You know what she says? That's my son. I love him. She don't care what he did wrong to all those other people that he killed. That's love. That's strong J love. That's a dangerous kind of love. That type of love is the type of love where the person who's given the love, the person that's receiving it is dependent upon them, at least in the person that's given the love's brain. Is a child dependent upon the mother? Not after they turn 18. But why are the mothers still loved? Don't believe me? Go to the prison. Those are grown men, 40, 50, 60 years old. Their mama still coming visit them, calling them, that's my little Johnny. He didn't do it. But, man, we got him on videotape killing 30 people. That's little Johnny. He's my son. He didn't do it. Strong J love. Last but not least, agape love. Now, this is the real love. This is the real deal. Number one, manna or manic love. Number two, eros, sex only. Number three, philos, brotherly love. Number four, strong J, mother, son, or mother-child love. Number five, agape love. Agape love is God love. Agape love is the 5 loves, basically, or the 4 previous loves put together. That's what Valentine's Day should be about. But that's not what it's about. Because if Valentine's Day was about that, that means every day would be Valentine's Day. So you can tell me you're going to wait one day out of the year and you're going to be nice to your woman, your wife? Yeah. Excuse me. That's not it. Brothers, we missed the boat. Agape love is the love that it talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it lists all of those things. Agape love is an action. It's an adverb. It's a verb. It's an action word. So agape love is the purest form of love. Agape love requires, now this is a cookie blower, because everybody thinks that they got it and they don't. How do you know you got agape love? Let me tell you the secret to agape love. No payment required. Uh-oh. Houston, we have a problem. What does that mean, agape love? Agape love is unconditional love. Now, I don't have it. I'm trying to be like that. I love you if you do me wrong, and love stops. That's not agape love. Agape love says you do me wrong, I still love you. Agape love, brothers and sisters, is so deep. That's why it's so hard. Agape love is like grace. God's riches at Christ. Agape love means that your happiness is only fulfilled when the person that you love is happy. Boom. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. I know I haven't gotten it. Every message I do is for myself. I just invite you guys to listen in. If I'm talking to myself, I'm not directing this to anybody. Real love is a condition in which the happiness of another person is essential to your own. Let me say that again. Real love, not this Valentine's Day stuff, not this Lupercana festival stuff, not this Eros, not this manna, not the strong J. Real agape love is, I'm not happy unless you're happy. That's real love. Real love is the condition in which the happiness of another person is just as important as your own happiness. So you mean to tell me you happy and you know I'm starving, but you got a refrigerator full of food and you sleep good at night, I know you don't love me. I got brothers and sisters who knew I was sleeping in my car. And one of my family members got phone calls. You think I got a call saying, hey, bro, you can drive my car for a while till you get on your feet? Hell no. Now, I'm a grown-ass man. I understand that. Don't get it twisted. But I'm telling you, agape love, real love, yeah, real love, you don't sleep well unless the person who you say you love, I didn't say, if you say you love me, agape love in its purest form, brothers and sisters, unconditional love. That's what love is about. Brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, love, I can't make you happy. You can't make me happy. I love you because I choose to love you, not because of what you do for me or what you don't do for me. I love you because I choose to be committed to you, whether you committed to me or not. Let me say it again. Whether you are committed to me or not has no bearing on my love for you. Whoa. Yeah, I don't find that type of love. I don't have it. I'm trying to get it. I'm working on it. So I'm doing the show. Brothers and sisters, agape love exists because you exist. Agape love, brothers and sisters, is so deep. That's why it's for richer or for poorer, or for better or for worse, or for sickness and in health. It's not dependent upon something outside of you. It's your commitment to yourself, not to the person that you're loving. It's you choose to do this because of something inside of you. Now, if that person chooses to return it, which they should, if they got half a brain, they'll see that, wow, this person really loves me. And because they love me, hey, I need to squat or get off the pot. That's true. Agape love. This Valentine's Day stuff that's going on, no disrespect. I mean, I like Valentine's. I understand it, but it's just like Christmas. Just make sure you understand where it came from and don't get involved in this pagan sex ritual. That's what Valentine's Day is. It's a pagan sex ritual. Again, if you don't believe me, look up the word L-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-A. Don't believe me? Please look it up. L-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-A. The Bacchanalia, and I played the correct pronunciation a little earlier. My brothers and my sisters, hey, happy Valentine's Day tomorrow, right? Again, the next couple of shows are going to be, the next series that we're starting is going to be really, really deep stuff. So definitely it's not for new believers. Oh, wow. When we get into, we're going to talk about this word, L-O-O-E-A-M-O-N-G. We're going to break down that term and that word that is only spoken in private, dark circles. We're going to break it down in the not this series, but the next series. Next series, we're going to break down Revelation chapter 1. We're going to talk about the vision of Christ. After that, we're going to break down the forbidden religion. After that, we're going to break down, can I say it? Let's just say we're going to break down the false antichrist that's called the spirit of deception that was inspired by Constantine the Great, the Roman emperor. We're going to break down some stuff that's called fatalism, and we're going to get to the root cause of what is considered Western Jerusalem, for lack of a better term. I would say Western Jerusalem because it's the God of the South versus the God of the North. That's where we're going within the next few months. So my brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, the same pyramid scheme. like the police. Yeah, I'm still on the scene after I murdered and flee. Reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.